Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios in beautiful downtown Grand Rapids. Bob, we've had some warm weather this week. Sun's out, guns out, right?
That's right. Yeah. It is the gun show.
Exactly.
Welcome to the Grilling Guys. Thanks, Jop. We failed to, I guess, honor the loss of 9/11 on the last show somehow, because it was a couple days after.
Right.
We kind of had already done our grieving or whatever and forgot to mention all those folks out there that are still suffering from that tragedy. And I guess all of our lives are changed forever, just like those in the Pearl Harbor generation. And I guess I just want to say, don't forget about 9/11. And
ever.
Today is the gun show, and there's a correlation there.
Sure there is. Sure there is. We take our right to bear arms pretty damn seriously. You and I do. We have a I have a not quite as large of an arsenal as you do.
I think it's pretty comparable.
But I enjoy the sporting side of my firearms.
Most of your guns are still in the box.
Right. Yeah. I have won a few. I've been fortunate enough at some banquets to win a few. And
didn't you just win one the other night again?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you lost?
No, I did
not
win.
That's a first.
Right. But I do have some pretty nice firearms that have yet to have a round put through them. So I don't know
why. That could be a man law.
Right. It could be. But I'm good, but I don't know why I do that. I just, I guess if I don't have a purpose to go shoot it, I don't.
I get it. And the cost of ammo, I mean, you keep buying all these boxes at 30, 40 bucks a box, and
right.
After a while, it's like, why am I going to waste a round? I'll just go shoot something cheap like my 9 or my 22.
Right, yeah, 38, whatever it may be, yeah.
Right, some wad cutters.
Yeah.
So, did you do any grilling this week?
You know, I did do a little bit of grilling, and this will be the third week that we've talked about this, and I promise it'll be the last, but I finally busted open the spaghetti squash.
Nice.
And what I did is put a little olive oil. By the way, they do have normal guts like every other squash
there
does. There's seeds and guts that you pull away. But oiled it up, salt, pepper, and garlic, put it face down on the grill. And grilled it on about a medium heat for about 35 minutes. Perfect, man. Had grill marks on it, and it had a little bit of char. And when I ate it, it was wonderful. And all I did was just strip it out of there with a spoon, and it comes out looking like spaghetti.
Did you make a spaghetti sauce for it?
No, I didn't. I didn't. I just ate it right out of the shell, if
really,
you will.
Really? Because you had garlic oil on it?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yep. It was good. It was really good.
You could even throw a little butter and bacon on it.
I'd never done one, and that's what I grilled. Yeah, right. That's what I grilled, and it was good. And I got one more. I bought two of them, and I ate one night and ate it the next day.
Yeah,
right.
Do a little marinara, and next thing you know, it's time for beer of the week.
Beer of the week from our friends at Siciliano's on Lake Michigan Drive in west of Grand Rapids. What do we got here? Yeti. These are coolers. That's not a brew. What's going on? This beer is called Yeti.
Yeti Imperial Stout.
Right, and by the Great Divide Brewing Company in Denver, Colorado.
They make beer in Colorado.
By golly, they do. So what you thinking about it? I haven't cracked mine yet. About to do it.
You know, I have had this before, and I honestly love it. It goes for about $2.79 a can, and so it's a little pricey, but I love stouts. And when you start getting the cool nights and the bonfires, which I'll be having tonight, a stout just... Especially an imperial stout.
Right. It's got a dark chocolate look to it.
Really
it's
hits
got almost like a malty foamy head on it. And
it's
I'm going to tell you what it is.
Malty foamy head. There's one.
It looks like a malted milk.
There's
right?
one for the books right there.
Right. It looks like the head on it looks like a malt.
How's that head? Malty foamy.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I think he likes it.
Well, it's stout.
Oh, yes.
There's no
question.
It's
the key word is imperial.
Right.
So it's going to have some horsepower.
Right, extra horsepower.
I smoked a chuck last week, and I love smoking chuck roast. If you have never done it, just especially when you can find them on sale, it's one of the best proteins you can buy. Now, what I might do sometimes is cut it into pieces when you see those large veins of fat, and just cut those right out of there and just rub them individually and set them on your smoker so you get rid of all the grease, right? You're not going to eat the fat. If you are, keep it whole, but I don't need the fat. I have plenty. And I also like getting all the seasoning all around it and all the bark all the way around it. It's like it's a lot like brisket. I don't know if it's maybe even better.
Well, I am – this might be a sin to talk about, but brisket's not my favorite cut of meat on a smoker.
Oh, you shouldn't say that on the radio.
I know, but chuck, I like. I think it's just got a beefier flavor. It probably got done quicker, right? Because it's only like a, what, 2-inch thick cut?
Yeah, 5 hours.
Right, right.
It's half the time.
Yeah. And how'd you serve it? Did you slice it? Does it fall apart like pot roast?
Well, this one actually made it to the kitchen, because very often when I do those, it doesn't make it to the kitchen because I have these buzzards around my grill all the time.
Right.
But I was fortunate the boys were gone, and so Maureen and I got to eat some.
Right.
Also grilled some scallops, which were fantastic. I found one pack of those scallops that my buddy Bob gave me, and so basically thawed them, put a little garlic EVO and some black pepper on them, and a little touch of sea salt, and threw them shell side down, shut the lid, and left them in like 10 minutes.
So those are on the half shell,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. They're really cool. You can buy them that way.
Right.
And a scallop shell is really pretty. It looks like a Shell Oil Company logo.
Right.
And you just don't want to leave them on too long. They cook really quickly.
So you did salt, pepper, and EVO on them?
Yep.
That's it?
Yep, garlic EVO.
Now, were they loosened from the shell, or were they still?
That's a great point. Yeah. I always scrape them so that they're easier when they cook, because you don't need them to weld further.
Right.
They already have a little spot weld on them.
Right.
So you want to break that free and get that oil under them. And garlic EVO is what I chose. You could use your Meyer lemon or whatever you want from Old World Olive Company.
So that was lid down to get a little convective heat on them, almost like an oven rather than a
absolutely,
grill.
Absolutely. Right? And not even any smoke, just getting the natural patina from an older grill and getting that what we call the grill effect, or people call it savory.
Right.
There's all kinds of terms, but your grill builds up a patina, which is why you never want to power wash it or use soap on it or anything. You leave that in there.
Right.
Just scrape off a little if it's starting to fall on your food.
Right, yeah. Shut the lid hard and it'll fall off, and
yeah,
then you're good, right?
Did a little bow practice this week.
Oh, yeah, I did that too. I forgot to tell you about that.
I got my two targets out and a nice bale of straw, which I had left over from landscaping. So I had a little backer, because I hate going down the hill trying to find arrows. I never find them.
I just
got
a bag target, you know, one of those that's got the stuffing in it, and
right,
it's got the five bullseyes on the front of it. And you just
I have cubes.
Shoot into one of those.
Your first shot or two, or every now and then when I'm backing up, I'm trying to train myself for get back into the 65-yard shots. And
Your bow?
Yeah.
Come on. I'm calling BS on that.
No.
65-yard shot. Yeah, I noticed you just bought some binoculars. Word up, if you got to use binoculars when you're bow hunting, the deer's too far away.
Well, what I used to do for my 65-yard shot, and this sounds crazy, but I used to put it in my garage so it would hit the back wall if I missed.
Yeah, if you missed.
Made
that's
the
because
dog
you're
nervous.
I don't know what your bow is, but you're lobbing them out there at 65, brother.
It's from Allen Bob's. It's a beautiful Bowtech. And it's a sweet machine.
Right.
If you bow hunt a lot, you'll more than likely set up notches for at least 55 for your long. And I train myself to go for 65. It's not that hard. It's just
how do you range
it
that? Are you using a range finder to determine where the deer is?
Got
out
that
there?
At Allen Bob's.
Because you're 5-6 inches of aim difference between 55 and 65 yards with a bow.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
For your notch? No, it's just another little peg.
But yeah, for your notch. I'm talking about...
You know what else I got at Allen Bob's?
Hard telling.
I got Jake Beecham. He's sitting right next to me.
Okay.
He's coming back in the show, so we're going to talk to Jake, and it's the gun show, baby.
Yeah, Jake's a resident firearms expert, which is always good to have on the show. So coming up next is High Caliber Bob and a guy named Mike Lewis. Stick with us. We'll be back. I'm a backwoods boy. Waiting on a deer, wishing on a star. I'll always.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made snack foods are better made.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Welcome back. You listen to The Grilling Guys on The Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios, and it's all about the gun this week. And we're going to bring a parade of few gun experts through the show here. And Barbecue Bob, we've got our first one on the live line, right?
That's right. This is a fellow that was referred to me by Tom Lindsley from Cold Steel Tactical, the Survivor Sling, which is exploding around the country and around the world. This is right now a fella by the name of Mike Lewis from High Caliber Firearms. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm well, thank you.
So tell us about your business.
So first off, I just wanted to express a thank you to Tom Lindsley for referring us to you, Bob. He's been shopping at our store pretty much since we first opened. And I'm really, really excited to hear how much his business is picking up. So thanks again to Tom Lindsley. But essentially, you know, how did we get started? You know, our business. And to put it simply, we transitioned a hobby of, you know, shooting firearms, both for target and hunting. That transitioned to a passion. And that passion actually pushed us to a business model that got us where we are today. You know, so the foundation of our company was built on the principles of building relationships. And we did this for two reasons. If we provide good customer service and quality work, we believe customers will come back and see us, and even better yet, refer us to their friends and family. And the other reason is because these relationships offer us the opportunity to exchange firearm-related knowledge with some very smart people in our community. And as a result, we're able to continually learn and grow in our understanding, allowing us to better serve our customers. So we're located in the Kalamazoo Township of Alamo. It's definitely off the beaten path. And we actually made the decision to not be in a high traffic area so that we can be more in tune with the people in our community that actually do the hunting, do the shooting, and turn it more into a destination type location. Our store is definitely unique. It's, you know, very common to have a retail store that may include some fishing, you know, and other outdoor supplies. But in addition to our retail space, we really focus on servicing. That's everything from basic firearm repairs, full-on machining projects, welding, and customization, which is more my department. And I did actually bring on to the air here my coworker Josh Blanchard, who's our licensed gunsmith and has been with us pretty much since the very beginning.
Awesome. So when you and I were talking, I told you I have several guns that need work, and I'm going to bring them down to you. But one of them is my 20-gauge, which I loaned to my son Jordan. And it's a long story. I won't bore you with it. But basically, he tripped over a log and dropped the gun right on some pavement and snapped the mount off the end of the pump structure. So I had to get it welded, right? I think Batchelder welded it for me, and now it looks terrible.
We can help make that look pretty again.
I was thinking to go camo with it.
And that is absolutely something we can offer. What my department focuses in on is custom paint jobs, and we use a product called Cerakote. It's a ceramic-based paint application that typically is baked onto the firearm surface itself and is going to protect that 10 times better than any type of finish that a factory puts out. Obviously, some factories are starting to use this product themselves because they're seeing the benefits, but the cost to add that to their manufacturing process oftentimes limits them. So with the weld job, I'm assuming you have some discoloration from the heat that was applied.
It wants to rust there.
Okay. And so essentially what we're going to be doing is removing that finish that's currently on there, or lack of finish, and replacing that with something that's going to protect it from oxidizing and provide the ability to expose it to more, bad conditions in the elements while we're using it this season.
Hey, Mike, I have my very first gun that my dad bought me when I was 12. It's an old 870 Wingmaster. Right, and you got the slug Remington, and 12 gauge, and you got the slug barrel with it, and I'm telling you, that's 45 years old. Over 45 years, it's seen a lot of weather and a lot of use. It's a little sloppy in the action. Is that something that you could put some love on that and refurb it a little bit? Is that possible?
Yes, it absolutely is, and I'd actually like to have Josh speak on that because he's our expert when it comes to the repair work.
Yeah, so this is Josh Blanchard. What exactly sloppy are you talking about? Just the action just really loose, everything's wiggly?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I don't know.
Is it a pump?
Yes, it's had thousands of rounds run through it, right? Because it was the only gun I had until I was old enough to buy them for myself after college. Right. So,
sure.
And I was a very avid hunter when I was a younger guy, and I used the gun for everything, ran slugs through it, ran birdshot through it. It didn't matter. I was, Southern Michigan, that's all you could use as a shotgun, and I used it for everything, rabbits and pheasants and deer and a whole deal.
Cats.
Easy. Yeah.
Well, sure. Who didn't, right? I mean, that's what we had to work with.
Right.
More or less, if we take that thing apart and really start looking into it, if we find anything that truly needs replacing, obviously we can go that route. But generally speaking, a paint job from Mike here is really going to help increase some of those tolerances that may have been worn out over the years. But more or less, you have one of the great, beasts of the firearms industry. Those things have been time proven forever. It's just going to keep running.
Yeah. Okay. So Mike, I told you about my 12 gauge Winchester. And I'm wondering what kind of ammo I should be running through that if I'm down here in Kent County in slug country versus up north where I hunt with my 270 Sako. What should I be running through that Winchester with that rifled barrel?
And so obviously you're going to be using slugs primarily for your hunting application. And Les, I kind of mentioned the other day, it doesn't matter if you had 10 Winchester 1300s lined up side by side at the range. Usually you're going to find 10 different results with what type of slugs perform the best for you. And that could be you find one brand that shoots great for you at 50 yards, but you get that deer that's sitting out a little further at 100. You may have to find a different ammunition that groups well at that longer range.
Yeah, Bob will shoot that one with his bow. We talked about that in the last segment.
He's being a diss.
So, honestly, over the years, I found that the brand Lightfield has performed very well, and that's typically what we keep on hand at our store to test fire customer shotguns after they've received a new scope or a new drill and tap with a scope. And generally speaking, we find that to be a more universal load.
Is that a Sabot type?
Yes.
Okay. My real concern is, with a rifled barrel, do you have to use a Sabot?
That's ideal. I know lots of guys that will try to argue that, but ask them if they hit anything.
Right. And I've gotten advice both ways, and I'm like, I'm not an expert. I can smoke a chuck.
Right.
And I can shoot a deer at 65 yards.
With his bow.
With my BB gun.
Right.
Big bore stuff there.
Right. Exactly. So, guys, if you see a lot of guns come in your shop, what's the most common thing that guys are overlooking that you would give a recommendation on?
I can say this because part of my paint process is actually fully cleaning a firearm, getting any type of gunk, debris, carbon buildup that's developed over the years. So that's part of my process. But Josh can tell you that more often than not, when they, especially with the rim fire, some of the older shotguns that come in where the complaint is they're not cycling, they're not feeding properly, It's generally because it has never had a full disassembly and cleaning.
All right, guys, we're out of time. We're out of time, but High Caliber Firearms, Mike and Josh, thanks so much for coming on with us. I'm going to definitely drag Jop down there so we can bring our old beat-up 12-gauge sawed-offs down there and get you to work them over.
Remember the Alamo, right, guys? That's where you're at.
Fair enough. Last stand will be here.
Okay, guys, High Caliber Firearms, thanks for joining us.
All right.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we're going to get another level of expert on the show here. Those guys were great, by the way. I'm looking forward to going down there. Great Lakes Firearms, Nick Ritz is going to come up next. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim since 59, been at the top of our game. Stand behind our name. We live it, we love it. Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
With the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the grilling guy show.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we're talking a little bit of guns, Bob.
It's the gun show.
I mean, bow season's coming up on October 1st. Obviously, you're already sighted in at 65 yards, so watch out, deer. But for those of you that are still working on your guns, we're talking a little bit of guns.
Well, today. And we're ahead of the season a little bit, so it's a great time to go shopping. Everybody, you start, you know, you're pre-rut right now, so you start getting the musk, you know, going
on
your chest.
Yeah, I see your neck swelling up.
And so I wandered down to Allen Bob's, and that's where I chatted with Jake here, who's, I swear we're going to get in on the mic here. But I saw this beautiful red, white, and blue AR-15, and I said, that's the gun I want. And Jake said, well, you got to talk to Nick at Great Lakes Firearms. So that's what we're going to do right now. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing today?
Well, who doesn't want an AR-15?
Not too many people that I know. A lot of guys are switching over from the bolt guns, you know, to the semi-autos, the AR-15 platform. It's a good platform. You can definitely get rid of a few shots in a limited amount of time, you know?
Yeah.
Hey, Nick, what's the most popular caliber on those, right?
Currently right now, given that it's hunting season, it's either going to be the 450 Bushmaster or the new 350 Legend caliber.
So the 450 Bushmaster, is that a straight wall cartridge in that gun, or is that just the specialty guns that I've been seeing lately that you can use a 450 Bushmaster in a shotgun area if it's a straight wall cartridge? Am I on track with that?
Yep, you're exactly right. So both the 450 and the 350 are straight wall cartridges,
even in your AR guns.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep. The bullet's not changing from whatever platform you're going to, you know. So.
So then technically, could I use one of your guns in the slug zones down here that's really not a shotgun?
Yep, that is correct. You can. I mean, we modify the mags so they're only 5-round shot. So that way it's legal in hunting zones.
5 quick ones, though.
You just got to carry 20 mags.
Yeah.
As quick as you can pull the trigger.
A lot of coyotes around me.
Yeah.
I'm panicking.
Yeah. Well, that's cool.
Cool. So how'd you ever get started at this? And if I buy your gun from Allen Bob's, which is where I shop, why would I want yours versus God only knows whatever types there are out there?
Well, one advantage to it is most of the parts are made in-house. The parts that we do not make in-house here are all American-made products.
Attaboy.
So we like to support the USA and local businesses. And Allen Bob's was our original first dealer when we got started, and they're an excellent company to work with, good group of guys. And we try to throw as many people their way as we can, you know. From our side of it, we deal with more distribution, dealers, so forth. So we'd rather have people go out and buy from our dealers, you know. So.
Right.
You know, we have that in common with you. Allen Bob's was the first organization that stepped up to support the Grilling Guys when we started out as well. So we have a huge fondness for our friends at Allen Bob's.
Yes.
Yep, of course, yeah. It's been a great relationship, and all the guys over there, very helpful, and it goes both ways with both of us. If they need something, I'm always there to help out, and I always stand behind what we do here, so I'm always a phone call away.
So, Nick, you'll be pleasantly surprised to find out that Jake Beecham's sitting here with me, and he's the one that turned me on to you. He showed me your red, white, and blue version, and I'm kind of close to pulling the trigger on that.
It's a beautiful gun, beautiful gun. And like Nick said, he's right in our back door, so he's one of the best companies to work with. They do stand behind their product. I've had Nick down in the store helping me out at nights before, right before close, and awesome partnership with those guys.
Exactly, and you know, I have the same thing to say about those guys. So
okay, so enough of the love fest. Give me some more reasons to buy your gun versus Bushmaster.
Okay, yeah. So basically, as far as our barrels and so forth, they're 4150 chrome moly barrels. They're basically the same thing that our U.S. government uses for the military. It's high-grade steel. They're nitrided. Plus, we give a little variation on if someone's looking for the aesthetic look. We have different colors. We can do different shades, like you've seen, for instance, down at Allen Bob's with the red, white, and blue. It just gives a little different flair to it. And like I said, all the parts are USA made. We make barrels here. We make the lowers. We make the brakes, the blocks. All the bigger hardware in the gun is actually made right here in Sparta. So, you know, if you want a Michigan-made gun, the majority of that gun's made here. Otherwise, it's outsourced with here in the U.S. So it's a big advantage. And the 450s, I mean, they drive tax all day long. The 350s, you're looking at half, three-quarter MOA, depending on the types of bullets you're shooting.
Okay, slow down. Slow down. We're barbecue guys. What's that?
Yeah.
Mop on what? What's MOA?
Okay, so MOA is basically at 100 yards. 1-inch MOA is generally you're doing pretty good, okay? So your group size is going to be basically, if you're shooting at your target, your group size, if you took a tape measure, is going to be 1 inch wide. So if you're under 1 inch MOA, basically, you know, like let's say you're a half-inch group. So basically, you're pretty much cloverleafing your target, you know, at that size.
So what's acceptable? That I mean, to me, if I can hit a pie plate 5 times with a gun at 100 yards, I'm good. You know what I mean? So obviously I'm not a...
Well, he has to stay awake in his stand long enough to do that.
Hey, man, I always wake up when the heater runs out of fuel.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, the majority, I mean, when you're out deer hunting, you've got a center mass that's pretty good size, you know, for the vitals and so forth. So a lot of guys are happy at 2 to 3 inch groups at 100. But, I mean, we strive to make our stuff as good as we can. So we strive to put everything that we can under 1 inch group. So that way, shooter aside, the gun's going to be as accurate as the shooter.
What makes that difference?
Just the quality, you know, it's a lot of it has to do with material. A lot of it has to do with the rifling in it. I mean, I could go into a lot of terminology.
But the steel, the steel that you're using is what?
It's a 4150. A lot of guns, there's a lot of guys that use a 4150, but there's a lot of barrels on the market. Like, I don't know if Bushmaster uses like a 4140 or they use a 4150. It's just the grade of steel. So basically it's the longevity of the barrel. So then basically also chambering comes into play a little bit, because depending on how far off you are from the lands or so forth, I mean, all that stuff plays into the accuracy of a gun at the end of the day. I mean, I, like I said, I can go into a long, drawn-out terminology.
Nah, that's right. You're already above our pay grade.
Yeah. So, I don't know. You know, guys just want to go out there and shoot their target and hit their big deer that they're looking for, you know. So, you're going to be able to do that with anything that comes out of here that we do.
Jake, do you have any questions for him?
I don't. I get to talk to Nick plenty on the phone.
Okay.
Jake, I'm interested in when guys come into your store, what they're drawn to on his guns. I mean, what are you selling the most of there?
We're selling the most of the 450 and the 350 right now, with it being hunting season. Just tons of guys coming in looking for that stuff, and they see these guns hanging up on the wall with their new Cerakote and the cool colors, and it's kind of like Legos for adults. They start mixing and matching colors, and they think, oh, that color looks good. Sometimes some of the guns that leave the store, I wonder if what they actually look
He's
like.
He's way too into fashion.
Well, so my question is real quick, because we only got about a minute or two here, but what are the colors that come that are available?
So we have flat dark earth, burnt bronze, gunmetal gray, which they call platinum. We have your standard black, green. Nick, am I missing any?
FDE, which is flat dark earth. I don't know if you mentioned that one.
Yep, flat dark earth. So the burnt bronze, people, that really catches people's eye, and the platinum, it's more of a metallic with a little bit of color in it, so people love that.
Cool. What's going to help you hide the best? Do you have like an olive drab?
Yeah, that's the OD.
Stop green. Drinking whiskey before you get in your stand so they don't smell your breath.
Hey, we would never do that.
At that point, you don't care what color your gun is.
Nick Ritz, Great Lakes Firearms. You can go to Allen Bob's, or what's your website?
It's Great Lakes Firearms and Ammo.com.
Okay. Thanks so much for taking time out with us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right, coming up next, we finally are going to get a chance to have a full conversation with Jake here in the studio regarding Alan Bob's weapon selection and how to choose the right weapon for where you're going. Stick with us. We'll be back. That I got a raw deal, because ain't no boss calling me hoss, kicking me off on the edge of this cornfield. On my second box of Winchester 100 grain. This is Jop from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com. Hey, this is Jop from the Grilling Guys. Build or redecorate with composite decking by TimberTech. Now through July 31st, you can save an extra 5% when you purchase both your composite decking and premium deck railing from Standard Lumber. TimberTech decking starts at $1.75 per lineal foot and is available in many styles and finishes. Visit your local Standard Lumber location for details and enjoy the outdoors on your new redecorated deck. Check them out at standardlumber.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, in our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Welcome back. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We're live from the Standard Lumber and Standard Kitchen Studios. And we've been talking guns the entire show. And why stop now, baby? Finally, Jake, we're going to get an opportunity to have a good conversation with Jake Beecham from Al and Bob's. But before we do that, Bob's giving me the finger. So what do you want to talk about?
No, I just wanted to compliment our producer, Mr. Brian Vongers, the Wizard of the Big Board, for just selecting great bumper music.
Right. Oh, yeah. He's a master at that.
I mean, he could be a DJ if he wanted to lose money.
Right.
So go ahead. Jake Beecham, okay. Alan Bobbs.
Right.
So selecting the right weapon.
Do you want to handle this or you want me to go with it?
I just did.
I thought you did. Right. So Jake, anyway, thanks for making time.
Anytime.
This is a busy time of year for Alan Bobbs and the gun department especially, and we appreciate you coming to the show. But we're just curious, you're running their gun department down there. You see a lot of guys come in. What are the top two or three things that people are asking you that we might be able to give them a little heads up on?
People are asking me if we have the new 350 Legend Amp rifles in stock. That's one of the number one questions we get in, just like last year was, do you have the newest 450 in stock? So, yeah, the answer is yes to that, and yes, we do have the 450s as well from last year.
So you've got this new caliber. It's probably not new, but it's just more
it's
popular.
It's newer,
now.
Yeah.
It is new. I do believe it was released around the beginning part of the year this year by Winchester is when all the hype started getting put
so
out
it's
about
a,
it.
So it's a 350 caliber, obviously a little smaller than the 450, right?
Yep.
What are the ballistics on this? What is this thing designed to do? Why did they go away from the 450 to get to the 350?
Well, some will tell you that the 450 is a little high recoiling for younger children. You know, people getting into hunting, it tends to scare them a little bit. That I personally don't see. I always relate it to about a 20-gauge slug.
I find that if you leave them in the car seat, they don't fall over.
They don't. It gives a good backbone. And the 450.
Prop them up against a tree, huh?
That's right.
450 is one of the loudest rounds that you'll hear shot out there. It's definitely an earmuff, maybe even an earplug, you know, double up type round.
So isn't there a 290 also?
I've never heard of that.
No.
Because some friends brought over an AR that was, I thought they told me it was a 290 or something.
270?
That doesn't
ring a bell with me, but there's a million
really
and a half.
It was really loud.
Yeah.
It was incredibly loud.
So anyway, the 350 just packs a little less punch. What's it do downrange? I mean, the 450, how far can you shoot that? Is the 350 less or, I mean, accurately, right?
I've heard people so far, everybody's saying that the 350 Legend's going to be a 200-yard gun. In my opinion, you got to be a really good shooter to shoot 200 yards regardless of whatever gun you're doing it out of. So,
right. Especially since most of those are open sight.
Right, yeah, on the run.
Yeah, no. Right.
Just kidding.
You can do that with a bow.
Yeah, that's bow range.
60, 70 yards, it doesn't matter.
But no, the 350 is just supposed to be a softer round for younger shooters to be able to handle a little bit more. And it's cheaper is one of the big benefits of it. It is cheaper than the 450 by a significant amount, and there's a target ammo with it. So you can shoot for fun and not break the bank like you might with the 450.
And the 450 you can use in shotgun area.
450 and 350 you can use in shotgun area.
Oh, the 350 you can too.
Yep, straight wall cartridges as well.
Mm. Yep. So Bob mentioned open sights. Is there a variety of manufacturers that produce these 350s and 450s, or is it pretty limited?
No, it's not limited. I would say there's a variety out there. There's your top ones. You have Ruger, Savage, Winchester, Remington's getting into the game now. So all your big names are getting into that caliber.
So when you're doing an AR like that, there's a company out of Ann Arbor I found that made an open window sight. I'm going to say it looks like a piece of looking glass, and it's got a retinal in it. Of sorts. What type of sight is that, and is that a popular platform for ARs?
It's more of a reflex sight. Is that what you're talking about, where the little dot shows up on the window?
Yeah, it's just a window. It's not a scope.
Yep, those are real popular for the ARs. You get those a lot with the more, I guess you would say, tactical or target shooters,
right.
Because there is no magnification in those.
Right.
As far as the hunters go, they tend to run, even on the ARs, we still run scopes is what we put on most of those for the hunters.
So, Jake, back to the 350 and the 450, are these single shot? Are these magazine guns? What do they particularly offer that you're seeing as popular?
Right now what we have in stock is going to either be a bolt gun, bolt action magazine-fed gun, or semi-automatic AR-15 platform, like I said, from Great Lakes, that is magazine-fed as well.
Okay.
Yep.
So then you're putting optics on the top of these traditionally?
Yep, we do. Most of what we sell runs the Leupold optics on it because Leupold has a scope they make. It's the VX Freedom line.
Love Leupold.
And they can cut the turrets for 350 or 450. So basically all you have to do is range find your deer when it steps out, twist your turret, put the crosshairs on it, and watch it fall.
So wow. the light gathering aspects of Leupold, what level of Leupold scope do you have? Some people call it Leupold, by the way. Do you have to get into what margin or model do you have to get into that gives you the better light gathering capability? Because it all comes down to dusk.
It does.
If you're a deer hunter.
It does.
Dusk and dawn.
Dusk and dawn. The VX2, VX3s are great, but like I said, we put the Vari X.
Yep.
That's the Vari X1 too, but now they call the one the Freedom. I'm impressed with the light gathering on that. It does well. And that's, like I said, that's the ones that we offer and sell for putting on there.
When they went from Vari X2 to Vari X3, it was a drastic change in light gathering.
Absolutely.
So you're saying the 2 is better now?
The 2 is definitely. The higher you go up in the number, the better light gathering, the clearer glass you're going to get with Leupold.
A Trigicon with a little solar optic thing on top.
Mm-hmm.
But I found the Vari X3 to have better light gathering than the fiber optic thing.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. I don't get it. It's above my pay grade again.
Well, just go spend some of your pay, and you'll get a good scope, right?
Yeah. I think the Leupold, the Vari X3, the V3, they call it now?
Yep, or the Vari X3. It's still the VX3.
Okay.
Yep.
So Jake, when people roll into Al and Bob's down on 68th Street and 131 area, you're part of that Millbrook Tech building there, you're in there, you've got your peers in there. What are the first two or three things that you ask a guy that he needs to know before you help him pick out a gun?
I usually ask them what they're going to be hunting for, if they are, or if it's not a long gun or if it's a pistol, what are they going to use their pistol for? Are they going to carry their pistol, or are they going to use it for home defense? Or if they're buying a shotgun, are they going to waterfowl hunt with it, or are they going to keep it next to the headboard and save their family with it at some point? So I always need to know what they're doing with the gun. And the next question is, give me a price range, what you're looking to be in. That really helps me narrow down and pick your gun for you, or not pick your gun for you, because pick a gun that suits you best, give you options, and let you choose from there.
So based on that, then what I'm hearing you say is that you have a variety of guns at the shop. Entry level to really professional grade guns.
Absolutely. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. And now you don't only have shotguns, but you have rifles, you have a variety of handguns. Is that contender out there anymore? I have a buddy that hunted with one of those where you could swap out the caliber. It was a handgun almost, but you could put like a 410 shell in it or a
shotgun. Sounds like a judge.
Yeah, I don't know what it was called.
It's still out there. One of my guys that works for me actually still has one. Yeah, you can go mild to wild with that. I had a guy coming in the store
mild to wild.
Said he broke his wrist shooting a 470 out of a contender barrel. Broke both of his wrists is what a customer told me. So yeah, it's still out there.
Yeah.
Not real popular, but the people who do love it are absolutely in love with it.
So what are the popular guns? What are you seeing the guys coming in that's just flying off the shelves?
Right now it's that 350 and 450 Legend in Winchester. Mm. It's just like I said,
because we're in that down here zone. In lower Michigan.
Yep. And
we're in that shotgun area, and that's a big deal. A lot of people don't want to go up north because there's so many deer down here.
Right. Well, yeah, there are.
And the 450 range is fairly impressive for being a straight wall cartridge. We have seen in the past years people bringing in, 30-06s and trading those in because they want to have a gun they can hunt with in lower Michigan. And then they take their 450 up to upper Michigan.
Or Ohio and Indiana.
Yeah, and they use it for a whole state gun. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they're getting rid of having, their lower Michigan shotgun and their 30-06 for up north.
So I can buy a box of slugs for 10, 12 bucks.
Yep.
Right? And it's 5 shots.
Yep.
Right in the box. What does 450 ammo cost? I mean, I don't own one, so I don't know.
450 ammo, you're looking at about $29.99 for a 20-round box.
That's similar.
That's
not going to be a huge difference.
Right. It's a little less. I mean, if I buy 20 rounds of slugs, I'm $40.
Yeah, I'm
40 bucks in, so yeah.
It is significantly less, actually, than a slug.
Nice. Nice. And what grain are you usually recommending the guys use for hunting?
Everybody's shooting the 250 for the 450 Bushmaster. That seems to be a common across all the manufacturers. 350 Legend, I don't know, we're seeing the 150 grain and the 180 grain. It's too early in the season to be able to give a report on what rounds are doing what. So that's something I'm going to have to figure out as the year goes on.
So you guys specialize in horses and deer.
Yep.
And I have a guy I used to know. Who actually was deer hunting and he shot a horse. You don't want to sell to this guy.
What?
No. Yeah.
I won't sell. No.
What?
We let him come to deer camp once.
Too many times.
Yeah.
One too many times.
I know.
But But anyway, hey, Jake, you're obviously super knowledgeable about this stuff, as are most of the experts at Allen Bob Sports.
Yes.
And we're so glad you made time for us. We got one more segment. Hang with us. And we're going to talk. Bob's got, I think, the world's largest man law coming up. So stick with us. We'll be back.
I'll be on that ridge before daylight with the shotgun boogie. All I need is one shot. Look out, bushy tail. Tonight you'll be in the pot.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fen Valley Vineyards. Fen Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fen Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard or in Saugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to FenValley.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Tees, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
This is Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
Today's man law is appropriate for the gun show. When calling shotgun, all riders of the car must be outside, and shotgun can only be called when the car is in view. Riders in the car are not allowed to run to shotgun and steal it before the person who called and deserves it arrives there. The driver of the car has no authority to decide on who gets shotgun. If a legitimate confrontation comes up where the rightful owner of the shotgun cannot be determined, then it will be decided by one round of paper, rock, scissors with no shootout. If the two contenders tie five times in a row, then the rightful owner of the shotgun is to be decided by UFC cage match, in which first blood drawn decides the rightful owner of the shotgon. I'm not going to read the addendum. It's the only one I could find that actually fit with the gun show.
Okay.
And just wanted to, of course, not forget to do man law.
My man law is if man law is more than three sentences, it ain't a man law. Okay? We don't need dissertations, buddy. It's just supposed to be a little bit of amusement, not a lecture. I didn't want to sit down in the Grilling Guys and say, hey, man.
I think you should have had two beers.
Well, no, I'm good.
Kind of crabby.
I'm good, but I'm representing
them.
I'm representing right now.
That's the second challenge. So,
you're going to read the addendum.
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
good.
No, what's going to happen is we're going to do a UFC cage fight.
Okay. All right. I bleed easy, so I should win.
You'll bleed plenty.
Right. But anyway, hey, Jake, thanks again for coming in from Allen Bob's. You guys do a lot of things other than guns there too, right?
Oh, yeah. We have a full fishing store or fishing side of the store. We do a lot of things there.
Yeah, I spoke with Scott just the other day. Scott is their resident fishing expert. And, of course, he provides us with all the walleye we do in the winter when we do the ice fishing class.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys are going to be doing that this year or not, but we love going down and deep frying all that walleye, and Scott's big on catching it.
Yeah, he is.
Of course, right. I have some walleye in my freezer. Right. I'll be happy to throw in the.
So these Bushmasters, the 450 and the 350 cartridge, what do those guns run? I mean, if a guy wants to buy one, Just range, because I realize there's different manufacturers and stuff.
You can start at about just below or just below 370. Let's say 370 up to the endless.
Sure.
Or however much you want to spend on one.
Right.
So, so let's switch it off the guns for a second.
Yeah.
To deer, the actual target.
Yeah.
Do you grill venison?
I do. I do.
And what's your style?
As simple as possible, because I'm not the best griller. So either some back straps wrapped in bacon is my go-to.
Mm.
So
you keep them whole?
I don't. I chunk them out.
Okay. Yep. So you make chops?
Yep. Absolutely. And jerky and meat sticks are my go-to.
So it looks like a filet mignon when you get done with it. It's a nice thick chop.
Yep. Juicy. And
wrapped in bacon.
Yep.
And you put some oil on it?
I do put a little bit of oil, some usually a little bit of garlic, but mm-hmm. that's my style. Nice. I don't like to
pretty
cover
lean.
It up with
there is almost no fat in a back strap.
It.
Right.
Yeah.
Bacon doesn't hurt anything, right, no. Bob? Yeah. I mean,
it's good on ice cream.
Yeah, you gotta live with that. Yeah. Right. Dipped in chocolate. It's all good, man. It's all good. But
it's an aphrodisiac in my eyes.
Hey, we appreciate you listening to Grilling Guys each and every week. And you know what? We're approaching the hunting season. Practice, please. Make sure that you wear your colors where other hunters can see you. And if you're like Bob, sight your bow in at 65 yards so that no matter what you see, you can shoot it. But we appreciate you tuning in. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you next week.
One of these days I'll pass it on to my son, Granddaddy's gun. He handed it to me on the day I turned 13 with a half shot.